there. Welcome to Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA. I'm your host, Janice. If you listen to KQUA regularly, please consider donating through kqua.org or become a business underwriter to support the station. There are multiple expenses related to running a radio station, and we depend on you, the listener, to keep us going. This show features music that mentions something in nature, and this is the fourth chapter of the flower version of the show. In this version, all of the songs will mention flower, or a type of flower. Musician Jonathan Foster was in town recently, performing at Two Shy Brewery in Roseburg, Oregon. I had Foster on the show way back in Chapter 7 of the Rain version, 2 years ago. Since then, I have played Foster's music in many of the shows because he often sings about things in the natural world, since he is a biologist as well as a musician. He has played at the Umpqua Brewfest in the past and has done a benefit concert for KQUA. His show on Valentine's Day opened with his song Wrap Your Arms from his 2013 debut album Sabbatical. After his show, we visited a little with Foster and I asked him if he had any more songs that mentioned flower or could think of songs that mentioned flower. He said he would think about it and let me know. The next morning, I received a string of text messages from Foster listing some of the songs that he could think of that mentioned flowers. He sent me so many that I'm making an entire chapter with the songs, starting with Foster's song. So, Jonathan, this show is for you.
Running with volcanoes, push their energy. Wonder what tomorrow may bring. Life's too short to be easy, there are no certainties. Waves of enlightenment crashing on the beach. Wrap your arms around me, make it warm and free. Let your God fall wayside, whisper your beliefs. Wrap your arms around me, let us forget the day. Let our dreams be married, we'll wash it all away. In the days we travel, by night lie awake and breathe. Well, every touch of your body seems to sing a reprieve. And if there's no tomorrow, no runs or revolving leads, I'll always know you're near, dear, drawing glances from the trees. Wrap your arms around me, make it warm and free. Let your God fall wayside, whisper your beliefs. Wrap your arms around me, let us forget the day. And let our dreams be married, we'll wash it all away. Many tears in lifetimes that you will see. Muscles flex, weakness spreads, a letter weeps. Voices heard and voices lost while paths they are forged. Time slows while the days grow short. Let us remember, whoa. Around me, make it warm and free. Let your God fall wayside, whisper your beliefs. Wrap your arms around me, let us forget the day. Let our dreams be married, we'll wash it all away. fresh flowers, wash the dirt away. Let our dreams be merry,
wash it away.
Now when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know, well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company. But you know I could never be alone. So take me down, little Suze, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground, and you can send me dead flowers every morning. You can send me dead flowers through the mail. You can send me dead flowers to my wedding, to put roses on your grave. Kentucky Derby days, well, I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon and another girl to take my pain away. Well, take me down, little Susan, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground, and you can send me dead flowers every morning. You can send me dead flowers through the mail. You can send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your grave. No, I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
I stare into the red sun and float the corners. The peregrine hovers along talent sharp end. Rod dried and burned the haziness shadows, the flowers. And I'm stubborn, but not like a bull, more like a woman who won't change her mind, who crates up her feelings until they're too big to hold.
Too big to hold.
The wood splinters and the floor becomes hard. Although my voice is big, the chorus lingers. My hand on my chest, trying to feel my fingers. And I feel nothing. The vastness hugs me close. The tiny pulse is nudging me to erupting. And I'm stubborn, but not like a bull. Until they're too big to hold.
my patience, try pink carnations, red roses and yellow daffodils. Don't forget the flowers someday, I know you will. Displays of affection and all good intentions, why don't you just send me the bill? Don't forget the flowers someday, I know you will. Lately you've been taking me way too seriously. Never explain why I don't feel your pain. I'm not over you. Don't forget the flowers someday, I hope I do. Try my patience, try pink carnations, red roses and yellow daffodils. Don't forget the flowers someday, I know I will. Don't forget the flowers someday, I know I will.
That last song was listed by Foster as his favorite. Wilco performed Forget the Flowers from their 1996 Being There album, their second. Wilco is an alternative rock band based in Chicago, Illinois. The band was formed in 1994 by the former members of alternative rock group Uncle Tupelo. Forget the Flowers is about the singer's lover suffering from a post-breakup memory lapse. They have 12 studio albums and are on tour currently. This next song, Rose City Blues, is by Portland, Oregon area native singer-songwriter Todd Snyder. Snyder was born in 1996 and is a huge fan of John Prine. He met Prine in 1991 while assisting on pre-production work Prine was doing in Memphis for his album, The Missing Years. It was the beginning of a friendship that would last until Prine's death in 2020. This is a song from Snyder's live album of 2011 called The Storyteller, and comes with a little story at the beginning as he reminisces about his high school days and the area where he grew up. He has been the musical entertainment on late-night comedy shows in the 1990s, and he has a book that is somewhat of his memoir called I Never Met a Story I Didn't Like, Mostly True Tall Tales. In 2021, Snyder was inducted into the Oregon Music Hall of Fame during a ceremony at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. He has 19 studio albums.
I told you I went to grew up in Portland, Oregon. That's where I went to high school, and there was this tunnel that led from my town into the main town into Portland. I grew up in Beaverton, and there was a Multnomah County tunnel that would lead you into Portland. And if you were in my grade and you were hanging out in the smoking pit at any time, there was this challenge that on your senior year you had to go into this thing, the Multnomah County tunnel, and write your name in the tunnel. And you might add that you ruled, or you might add something like that. And the funny thing about this tunnel was it wasn't necessarily vandalism, because it was you know, so much exhaust would come into it. You didn't have to paint your name into it. You could take a T-shirt or a bandana or something and clean your name into the side. That's the truth. So it wasn't necessarily a crime, just kind of dangerous to do. So my friends and me, my senior year, we went down into the tunnel. We wrote our name. We wrote the name of our class of 85. We registered that we ruled and or kicked ass at different junctions of the tunnel. And then I went on the road like this, and I started going to different towns all the time. And I had this tour manager named Spike that said she was a guy, turned out to be a chick, which is a different story that I'll tell when I come back next time. Well, we were coming into Portland through the Multnomah County Tunnel, and I told Spike, I said, when I was a kid, it was a big dare to come in here and write your name in the tunnel. And then we went down and we did the show, and a bunch of my friends from high school came out to the show. After the show, we went out and we did that thing they called a karaoke, or I'm not sure how they say it, but a bunch of my friends went to. I'm pretty sure that that stuff depletes the ozone layer, but I was involved in it on one particular night. And me and this friend that I grew up with, we sing Sweet Child O' Mine at the top of our lung. And then after that, it's kind of a blur, but that's okay because I got a driver. And Spike was supposed to take me back to the hotel. I don't remember what happened after that, but then the next day, we were headed down towards California, and we started coming down through the Multnomah County Tunnel. And as we came through it, I saw on the sign, it said, Todd Snyder Rules. And I thought, oh, man, I hope I didn't do that, you know? And I said, Spike, I'm pretty sure that was me. I don't think any of my brother or sister are in town or nothing. I'm pretty sure I did that. And she said, you don't remember doing that? You were pretty drunk. And I said, listen, Spike, can I tell you something? This is why you're out here, to hopefully keep me from doing this. I don't really necessarily care if my guitar is in tune or anything like that. I just want to keep from doing things like this. And so then I'm looking at it, I'm thinking to myself that as a tour manager, you could have kept me from writing Todd Snyder up there. And then, like, as a friend, you could have kept me from putting rules up there. Anyway, the song's kind of sadder than the story, I guess, but the next day, we were driving down towards California, and I was missing my hometown. We were in the van going to another gig, and I made this up on the back of a Wendy's bag, and then about 3 months later, I was back in my hometown, and I got this call from a girl I grew up with that hadn't been in town for the show, and she said, how did your show go? And I said, it seemed like it went okay. And she said, well, it must have been pretty good because one of your fans went down into the Multnomah County Tunnel and wrote Todd Snyder Rules. I didn't say nothing. Anyway, the song came up like this. My mom loves this one. Really. We wrote our names in the tunnel back when Coos Bay was as far away as we'd ever been. Pine trees climbing up winding hill, fishing boats and paper mills. Multnomah County's where I come from, hometown of Bigfoot and the Burnside Bum. Rain clouds hanging down low and gray, God knows I wish it would have rained day. Tonight I've got those old Rose City blues. Tonight I've got those old Rose City blues. Tonight I'm driving through some other town, put the radio on, windows down. Old song comes on from a long time ago. How on earth did that DJ know? But tonight I've got those old Rose City blues. Tonight I've got those old Rose City blues. Pouring rain doesn't bother me. wrote our names in the tunnel back then. Then last night we went down and did it again. One sip too many from that old loving cup. Rose City people never do grow up. Tonight I've got those old Rose City blues. Tonight I got those old Rose City blues.
Black-eyed Susan, the sun shines in vain. If the clouds are moving, you never hear her complain. Yeah, black-eyed Susan, just waiting on a drop of rain. Black-eyed Susan, stands true and tall. If the storms are brewing, yeah, black-eyed Susan just waiting on a drop to fall. Everyone calls her the sunflower and no one knows her name. She's a little girl on the side of the road waiting on a drop of rain. Thank you.
see. Sail away, kill off the hours. You belong somewhere you feel free. Sail away, go find a lover. Go away, somewhere brand new. I see no other that compares with you. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong on a boat out at sea. You belong with your love on your arm. You belong somewhere you feel. Of cover, you belong in that home by and by. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong somewhere close to me, far away from the trouble and worry. You belong somewhere you feel. You belong.
That last song was Wildflowers, performed by Waylon Jennings from their 2017 album 15, their fifth and most recent album, which commemorates 15 years of recording together. Wildflowers was written and performed by Tom Petty. The group was founded in 2002 in Winnipeg. Ruth Moody, Nikki Mehta, and Kara Luft got together for a performance spearheaded by a local guitar shop. The show was well received, and the owner, John Sharples, scheduled a follow-up performance and suggested they go on tour and call themselves the Waylon Jennings. The group's name is a pun on the name of country singer Waylon Jennings, who died the same month, and they received criticism. Jennings fans, who thought the group was making fun of the country music artist. Among his hits was Will the Wolf Survive, a song written by the Mexican-American band from Los Angeles, California, Los Lobos, which means the wolves in Spanish. Los Lobos formed in 1973 when the band members were in high school and originally called themselves Los Lobos del Este, which translates to the Wolves of the East, meaning of East LA. They started to become famous when they opened for U2, Bob Dylan, and Grateful Dead. Kiko and the Lavender Moon is on their sixth album, Kiko, released in 1992. They performed a version of the song as Elmo and the Lavender Moon on the PBS series Sesame Street in 1993. They have 17 albums and have contributed to numerous soundtracks, compilations, and have many guest appearances.
believe nobody can see. And then he waits, and then he fakes, and then he bends, and then he shakes. He plays and plays, still playing till he goes off to sleep. Kiko and the lavender moon not dancing, making faces at a big black cat. And then he flies up to the wall, stands on one foot, doesn't even fall. Dance and dance, still dance until he goes off to sleep. Sun goes down, he never wakes till no one's around. He never stops, can't catch his breath. It's always there, scares him to death. Kiko and the lavender moon not dreaming about green shoes, haircuts and cake. And then he wishes the world away, and then he kneels as if to pray. Dreams and dreams, Kiko and the lavender moon.
A book of flowers, could this be me? girl with a Mariposa lily in her hand. And I'd climb up on that old pine tree with a sap on my elbow and a scrape on my knee. And I'd read about the places I'd see when I climbed down. But in my heart, I'm always Sierra bound. Somebody never told me there's a last time for everything. Even a landslide is an opening, turning metal into gold, silver lining. Somebody never told me paper flowers don't die, but neither do they live like you and I. Lightning never striking twice is a lie, like good things coming when you wait. To tell the truth, I gotta say today. Somebody never told me there's a first time for everything. It's a free fall, discovering on the day you get that call, and the waiting is over. It all changes in the blink of an eye. Do they live like you and I? Lightning never striking twice is a lie, like good things coming when you wait. To tell the truth, I gotta say for today. Forget about tomorrow. Just for today.
Just for today.
That was Alicia Keys and Brandi Carlile singing Paper Flowers from Keys 2 album of 2022. Alicia Cook was born in 1981 in New York City. A classical pianist, she started composing songs when she was 12 and had her first record deal when she was 15. Her debut album in 2001 garnered 5 Grammy Awards, and she captured the eye of Oprah Winfrey performing on The Oprah Show that year. Keys performed this year in the Super Bowl halftime entertainment as a guest of headliner Usher. She joined Usher to sing their 2004 hit duet, My Boo. Keys has sold over 90 million records worldwide, making her one of the world's best-selling music artists. She has received 16 Grammy Awards, 17 NAACP Image Awards, 12 ASCAP Awards, and an award for the Songwriters Hall of Fame and National Music Publishers Association. Keys is also acclaimed for her humanitarian work, philanthropy, and activism. She's co-founder of the nonprofit HIV/AIDS fighting organization Keep a Child Alive, for which she serves as global ambassador. Her bio is very long, so I'll leave it at that. This next song is an old one and one that has a personal touch for me. My older sister Diane used to sing a part of this song on occasion because it was a humorous, ironic song, and my sister loves irony. Flowers on the Wall, performed by the Statler Brothers. This song is actually about the writer Lou Dewitt's time spent in a mental facility. My sister liked the Men in the White Coats song too, so maybe there's a theme. This country and gospel group is from Virginia and formed in 1955. They started calling themselves the Four Star Quartet and later the Kingsmen, but changed their name when another band called the Kingsmen became famous. Despite no members being named Statler, they decided to call themselves the Statler Brothers, named after a brand of facial tissue they had noticed in a hotel room. The song won the 1966 Grammy Award for the Best Contemporary Performance by a Group. They disbanded in 2002. There are a few more songs after the Statler Brothers. Thanks, Jonathan, for all the good suggestions. I hope you enjoyed this show. I'll be back next week with another hour of flower songs. If you would like to support this community radio station, please visit kqua.org and find the donate button. Or you can email me at janice@umpquawatersheds.org. This has been Earth in Tune.
Concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't be wearing them. Are you and your friends are worried about me? I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light. And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
When we were younger, we thought everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticize the time I saw flowers in your hair. See, it takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot, and now we demonstrated it to the cops. And all the things we said, we were self-assured. Cause it's a long road to wisdom, but it's a short one to being ignored. Be in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my eyes, be in my heart. So now I think that I can love you back, and I hope it's not too late, cause you're so attractive. Compromise. So be in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my eyes, I, be in my heart.
Be sure to wear And I've got nothing more to say about it. Nothing more than you and me. Send me your flowers of your December. Save me your dream of your candy white. I've got just one thing I can't give you, just one more thing.
The white roses by mistake, and
the queen, she likes them red. If she saw white instead,
she'd raise a fuss,
and each of us would quickly lose his head.
Goodness!
Since this is a pot we dread, we're painting the roses red.
Oh dear, then let me help you. Painting the roses red.
We're painting the roses red. Don't tell the queen what you have seen or say, that's what we said. But we're painting the roses red.
Yes, painting the roses red.
Not pink, not green.
Not aquamarine.
We're painting the roses red.